This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. There are a lot of rumors swirling around Trae Young today that he and his agents and the Hawks are apparently working on a trade, and it looks like it might be with the Wizards in a deal centered around CJ McCollum's expiring contract. That's according to Mark Stein.
It's this... conversation we've had for years about whether or not the Hawks are better off without Trae Young. Is he a star? Is he a superstar? Is he an all-star? All these things that come along with it. And I think the answer for me always has been that he's a star, that he's our all-star, and that eventually you could probably win with him. But it doesn't sound like Ansi Salé and everybody involved with that thinks he's worth the money in the long term. And I can understand that, specifically given the situation around your team and what you've seen this season. So it almost feels like just a long time coming and the end to this internal battle that Hawks fans have had for the last 7+ years of whether or not this is a good situation. And sometimes, and I'll give Bo credit, there is certain players in the NFL, he brought up Kyler Murray earlier, just personalities aside, that you think we can be really good with this guy if all the right things fall into place, but can we be great with this guy? And I think that's the question this entire organization is facing today, and really all the way leading up to the trade deadline when they make a move.
In the NBA, a star player, a superstar, a true star can take you from average to really good. Not saying you'll win a title, but can take you from like a play-in into a top four. And I know that it's kind of it's going away a little bit of that with some of the super team things, but it's still, there's still a spot. That doesn't seem to be the case in Atlanta, because we're in the play-in every year. And I go back to the fact that every year in about late January, early February, the All-Star stuff comes out. Trae never on it. And I'm talking about with the coach, that when the coaches and the players have a say in, and Trae has to be a reserve. And then the Olympic, when every time the Olympics come around, where's Trae at? And who picks that? Coaches. Some players have a say. And so the league has told us what they think of Trae Young. I like Trae. I always wanted to work. Man, I remember he was so much. He's so much fun to watch when he came in the league. But I think the ceiling has been reached, and I don't foresee it ever getting back there. I mean, how many years of a play-in game season are we going to have until? And are we going to keep saying, "But man, if we just got this," or you know, it's not his fault. And I'm not saying it's his fault completely, because I think at times he's been hamstrung, but it just feels like it might be time for a fresh start for everyone. Because you're going to get 15 years down the road and he put up a trophy for play-in seasons. I mean, not a trophy, but a statue. Yeah. I mean, because that's where we're headed.
Yeah, I completely agree on everything you just said. Look,
The bottom line to me is that he has not gotten the job done. And over time, that 2021 Eastern Conference Finals run to me is more and more looking like you just caught lightning in a bottle. That team, while it got hot at the right time, that was a team that was built fairly well around Trae Young and his skill set, and it seems like, you know, Trae was obviously a little more bought in, and he was just on a heater himself. So to me, that is seeming more and more like lightning in a bottle. This team now, and part of it has been his injuries, yes, but I think when you talk about Trae Young and his injuries this year, I think that is part of the reason why when I say they, I mean Ansi Salah and the Hawks front office, I think they figured out, oh, Trey's gone. We are actually good without Trae Young. I think during that time they figured out, okay, we actually have something without Trae on the court. We have something with Jalen Johnson, Dyson Daniels, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Onyeka Okongwu. We have something with this core group. And to me, you don't need a obviously superstar point guard, a flashy point guard. You just need a guy who can, again, I talked about, you know, Trae Young being a good passer but not a good facilitator. You need a guy who is going to facilitate, make sure the ball is touching everybody's hands. Because the other thing about this is, too, the Hawks are too talented of a team, and especially just specifically talking about offense right now, they're too talented on the offensive side of the ball when you got Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who's a baller, Dyson Daniels, who can go get a bucket, Onyeka Okongwu, who's been balling this season, obviously Jalen Johnson. You got too many good offensive pieces for the ball to be stuck in one person's hands and the ball not to be moving and everybody to get touches. And that's a part of the reason we're having this issue with Trae Young right now, because the ball does get stuck in his hands sometimes. So you just need – if they are going to go make this move, and as far as like who's going to replace Trae Young on that stuff, you just need a guy who can facilitate, space the floor, hit some threes, and obviously can handle the ball and be that point guard. And he's not even going to handle the ball that much, because Jalen Johnson is going to take some of that load off him too, being a point forward. Obviously, we know what he can do in transition and things of that nature. So you don't need anybody flashy when you make this trade for Trae Young. And obviously, we know they're still trying to pursue Anthony Davis and that the whole Kristaps Porzingis thing. But I really like the foundation this team is built that's outside of Trae Young right now. And I think they can win without it if they get the right pieces around them.
With these reports out, when do you think we'll hear – Ooh. If something gets official?
I do think it's only a matter of time, but the timeline to me is still kind of murky. I can see this happening in the next like 48 hours, 72 hours, but I can also see something not happening until we get like up till the trade deadline. Just because, again, I do think there are going to be some teams that put their name in the hat, but they try to get that Pelicans pick off the Hawks and, you know, try to get them to sweeten the pot. And I don't think the Hawks are going to be willing to sweeten the pot that much.
Yeah.
So I do think there's going to be a lot of back and forth that could extend this process. But I think anywhere between maybe 48, 72 hours. But I do see this. I could see this being extended.
Do you guys have this feeling? And I know we're going to get in the huddle at some point. I'm looking at I made this point yesterday. I was talking to Steak. Bryce Young in the Carolina Panthers, I wonder if this is a similar situation that they're building up to that the Hawks have found themselves in. Like, they've built everything around Bryce Young. Bryce Young's the first overall pick. They've done all those different things. I made the comment at Steak yesterday when I was talking to him on his show that I almost feel like the Falcons are better off in the end having not won the tiebreaker for the division. Because I feel like Bryce Young and this team going to the playoffs, then you're going to go into this offseason, they're going to have a decision to make on his fifth-year option. Then all of a sudden you're pushing all this stuff going, hey, well, we made it happen. We made it to the playoffs, when really you were the same faulty team that the Falcons are all along. I feel like it's kind of similar to maybe they're 3 or 4 years removed from having the Trae Young conversations. Like, oh, we feel really good about Bryce, but maybe you catch lightning in a bottle at times, and maybe he's not the guy you can really build an entire team around and make a Super Bowl run with.
That's literally why I brought up Kyler Murray, because – I think it was the second or third year of that him as a player. I think it was his third year. They caught lightning in a bottle.
That team started like 10-0 with him and like DeAndre Hopkins. They start off crazy hot.
And then they just came down. They came crashing down to earth. And then in the playoff game, it was absolutely abysmal. And he forced their hand way early to get a deal. And now they're stuck with him with his money. Like, that That's your exact point is why I brought up it's a newer example, and right. maybe, but it's exactly why I brought up the Kyler Murray thing, because what do you do with a player that you've had a minimal? Because I would say at this point that one playoff run was minimal success. It was great at the time, but it was short lived. And now you're stuck with a big contract, and you're like, I can't win with him. And now he's not staying healthy. So what? At some point, you just can't keep doing the exact same thing over and over and over again. It's crazy that we're stuck here, and I hate that it's come to this, but, you know, maybe time to move on.
Yeah, I agree. The Hawks don't need a Bryce Young. They need a Josh Allen out there, something like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, and we are going to keep our eye on the Trae Young situation. If anything breaks, you know you'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we got to push in the huddle because there's just so much happening in the city of Atlanta. So much going on. So we're going to cover that, all the wild card rounds next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.